Mackenzie Bernadeau played up at Bentley. Do you remember at all working on him, and are you surprised to see that he's emerged in the NFL coming from those small school roots?
Sure. You know, he played left tackle, actually, and part of it, what happened was during his senior year, he got hurt midway through the year. I think he only played in 6 games, so he had a knee injury, so he's coming off of that. So, you know, he's coming off the knee injury and coming from a low-level competition. But I think with that position, especially offensive line, you're really looking for the requisite traits with that position, just in terms of their makeup, their toughness, their playing strength. And then you hope with a player like that, that if he has those necessary traits, that you bring him into your program and that you can develop him. You know, like we've done with some of the offensive linemen here in the past. So, you know, he was somebody that we were certainly cognizant of, and I think it was somebody that, if given the right opportunity, that we'd want to work with. And, you know, he's certainly made the most of his chances in Carolina, and, you know, he's been competitive when he's played.
Nick, it's Bert Breer from the Globe. And this is just kind of more of a big-picture question, but with the college season over, how do things change for the personnel department?
Really, actually, right now, this week is kind of, at least from our perspective, is our initial round of draft meetings. So essentially, all the games but the bowl games have been completed to this point. So some players, their seasons are over. Other players, they might have another game or two. So really what you're trying to do is get your initial run-through, kind of go through your initial list, your initial sort of stacking based on the information that you have to this point. So then what we'll do is after the December meetings, the next thing that really comes up on the docket are the postseason All-Star games, whether that's the Senior Bowl or whether the Shrine Bowl. So then that'll be the next exposure for a lot of the players that whose seasons are over. So really you've taken all the information that you gathered to the fall. You've had multiple people, multiple scouts have evaluated the same player. So now you're just trying to start to take all that information and sort of piece it together and then really identify now, okay, what are our needs? What are the question marks specifically that we do have on a particular player? And then we're going to go ahead and continue to investigate that here over the next however many months that it is. So, and really the next part of the equation will be the juniors who declare, make themselves eligible, and that information is made readily available to clubs January 15th.
And just what to is follow an early... up on that, now out of my own kind of curiosity here, do you guys work on bowl games at all? Is there in-person scouting allowed at those? How does that work?
As far as actually attending the bowl game?
The bowl game practice is what I'm saying, yes.
Right, it's all based on restrictions, Bert. Like some schools, they'll open their practices during their bowl preparation. So if you need to get another look, let's say a player missed games early in the season, he was injured, but now he's back up practicing, and the restriction period at the time during the fall didn't enable you to go in there. Well, some clubs will open up their practices, so you could actually go and view the practices from a scouting perspective. And then if you choose to attend a game, it's just like as if you're going to attend a game in the regular season. So that's another viewing opportunity for you to just gather some more information on a player if you choose to do that.
Nick, Ian Rappaport from the Herald. You mentioned get a read on some of your needs. Is there an early read, since you guys have had some of these meetings, about what kind of things you may need or be looking toward in the draft?
Really right now, I think it's more general. It's very player-specific as it relates to kind of what the college players did during the season. So from the personnel perspective, you know, you're kind of shuffling in addition to the draft meetings. You're also dealing with the day-to-day personnel needs, whether it's practice squad transactions or signing free agents or workouts. So really, you sort of just, it's another iron, you know, that you just sort of add to the equation, you know, and also kind of shifting gears, you know, our focus from my perspective, you know, is twofold, you know, is handling some of that and then also preparing for the game against Carolina. So I would say that the focus is more short-term right now more than anything else.
And also, there's so much talk in the off season about a possible Julius Peppers trade. How close were you guys? And talk about what went into some of those discussions.
You know, I think that time of the year, you talk about a number of different players. You're going to have multiple discussions, and I think, you know, whatever decisions we made, you know, that's what we ended up doing. And you know, we have the club and the team that we have now. So, you know, he's on another club, and, you know, we're moving on, and that's in the past.
Hey, Nick, Tom Curran. Kind of a tough question. Between Greg Lewis, Joey Galloway, and the inability of Sean Springs to really get on the field, and Derek Burgess hasn't been real productive either, have you looked at this free agent group and some of the deals you've made for veteran players and said, wow, you know, we haven't hit the way we expected to on these?
No, I think ultimately we make the best decisions that we feel are best for the club. And, you know, sometimes there's some difficult decisions that you make, and, you know, you'd like to keep everybody. But at the time, whenever we make a decision, you make the decision that we feel is best for the club and we move forward. And the players that we have on the club, they're here for a reason. And, you know, we're happy that they're here. We like working with them. We see the value in the player. So, you know, what's done is done. It's in the past. You move forward, and you sort of deal with the here and now. And, you know, we're happy with the club that we have. And you know, we just take that club, and we'll prepare ourselves for, you know, for the Panthers.
Any general idea on Sean Springs and where, in which, you know, a three-year contract and a fair amount of money, why his production or preparation really isn't matching up enough for him to get on the field?
Well, I think each week, you know, we go through and we make our personnel decisions as it relates to the game. So, I mean, Sean's a smart guy. He works hard. And he's an experienced guy. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the personnel decisions on a week-to-week basis. You know, that's probably something that Bill can answer a little more specifically. But just, you know, from an organizational perspective, there's a lot that goes into it. We evaluate each week as its own entity. And then we'll make the decisions on a roster, on a game day roster that we feel, you know, are the best for the club, and then we move forward.
All right. Thanks a lot.